This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, it is the day that the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce will host our Thanksgiving luncheon. 65 years of tradition on display at the Decatur Civic Center. That's just sort of halfway through the day. It's a busy one. We're here at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital for the star lighting ceremony, which is coming up on December 7th. You call right now at 464-7655. That's 464-7655. And for a $50 donation, we're going to match that light, so you're going to get two. If you want to make a $100 donation, you get four, and so on and so forth, thanks to the generous folks who have already given. All you have to do is call right now at 464-7655. You can offer it up as a tribute to someone who is living while there's still time to say thank you for being a mentor in my life or a loved one or a grandparent or a grandchild. You can also honor the memory of someone who has passed. You can participate either way, Kevin Berhaney, and we've got people doing both this morning.
And this 3 hours during your radio show is an easy way to do it.
Because you get two for the price of one.
Right, and we have people answering telephones. And so all you got to do is give your credit card number. It makes it really easy instead of writing a check.
Yep.
Or you could write
Or you can write a check if you'd like as well. 464-7655. That's 464-7655. And we'll be happy to read those names on the air, or if you want to be anonymous, you know, we'll honor that as well. But then when you drive by this, you know, starting December 7th, that's when the lighting ceremony is. Every day after that, you know, because it gets dark at 5 o'clock, I mean, the light's on, you go to work in the morning, if you're up early, the star is on. When you drive by that, it's so cool to sit there at the intersection, as I do every morning, of Lakeshore and Lost Bridge as I'm waiting to head towards downtown, and I always hope for a red light there once the star's lit up, because you just sort of look at it, and you think, that's like 700 stories.
Yeah, and it's not...
You know, I mean, it's 700 families. You know, it's 700 people.
It's not,
you know,
just an ornament.
No, it's all the connection and the memories and what people have meant to people and, you know, who has, like, helped in lives. I mean, it becomes sort of a very complicated story as you're looking at it. You wonder, okay, who's star 393? And, you know, who's star 622? And what was their story? And, you know, what did they mean? And or maybe it's a brand-new grandbaby, and what's that grandbaby going to do with, you know, his or her life? I mean, it really is, it becomes kind of a metaphor for our community.
And even better, bring that grandchild out and let them see their star, their light, so they begin to understand the whole circle of life.
That's exactly right. Call right now at 464-7655. Only this morning, $50 donation, we're going to match it, and so you're going to get two. So you might as well do it between now and 9 o'clock. Here's the telephone number, 464-7655, 464-7655. You call, credit card, check. They'll send you, you know, invoice, whatever you want to do. They'll walk you right through it. And for a $100 donation, you get four of those stars.
I just thought of something. How cool would it be? When you were a kid, didn't your parents take you out to see all the Christmas lights?
Oh, yeah.
So you go through neighborhoods.
Because we didn't have the internet. We couldn't YouTube it. So you had
take
to, like, look through your windshield of a car, right?
Make them ride with you.
Yes.
And drive around. And you look at all the cool houses decorated. And at the very end, drive over to St. Mary's Hospital. By the way, that light up there is for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a cool way to
It's a great gift. It's a fantastic gift. And as I said, it's a great way to honor a loved one who has passed. But you don't have to wait till someone passes to tell them what they mean in your life. I mean,
you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. You absolutely shouldn't. But if people have passed years ago and it's a great way to remember them every year, that makes a lot of sense. But yes, absolutely. Remember them now. And you know, what's dad going to do with another tie? You know, but a light on that star on top of the hospital that's there throughout the holiday. 464-7655, 464-7655. If you call right now, you're going to get your gift matched, which means you get more than one light. You're going to get two if you give $50. You give $100, you're going to get four. So you want both sets of in-laws or all of your grandkids. We can certainly make that happen by calling 464-7655. It's our great pleasure to welcome Carla Brinkotter and Mary Hartman. I always want to say Mary Hartman. You've got that your whole life. No, I know. That's the oldest joke in your life, right?
That's right.
Well, I can always tell when you show up in uniform that you're working hard at a hospital, right? Mary, tell us, you're the director of the Pain Center, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you been with HSHS?
I've been with the hospital since 1975.
did a little stand at St. John's, and then came right back here.
Okay. And what drew you to HSHS St. Mary's to begin with?
Well, I grew up in Decatur. I've always loved St. Mary's. Our family always used St. Mary's. It's just the greatest hospital.
All right. And we haven't talked a lot about what the funds that we raised today, what that means, because I think people, I mean, they care about that, but the main reason they're calling today is they want to honor a loved one. But knowing that the money's going to go into the hands of professionals like yourself and continue the mission of the hospital in this community, it is important because this foundation has raised $43 million over the last 29 years.
And we've felt that.
Yeah. I mean, and you need it.
And we need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carla Brink-Otter, we're called lay people around here. You know,
yeah.
we don't have any actual skills that you need to run a hospital.
We're potential customers.
We're potential customers. That's exactly right. Why do you continue to support the hospital?
I think kind of like Mary, I was born and raised here in Decatur. I was born at St. Mary's. It's been our hospital of choice for all of our life. And as I've been able to say for the past 6 years, as of Christmas Eve, they saved my husband's life. So I will always feel indebted to them.
Yeah, and when you've been through that kind of experience, you just have a different feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a building with doctors and nurses.
It is
For the rest of your life, that's the way it will feel, right?
And it didn't feel that way as it was occurring. You felt the concern and the love and the care about Terry as a human being and doing what was best for him, and you just felt that the whole time. It was amazing.
I'll tell you, we were here doing a broadcast not all that long ago, and that young man who almost died, that young kid, mm-hmm. Who went on to become such a huge story in the community. We had him and his family on with us, but we had his doctor with us, and his doctor described when they were looking and they saw what had happened, and they were behind the mm-hmm. scenes. Described one of the people, one of the professionals bursting into tears, when they saw this. I mean, we don't think about doctors and nurses sometimes as human beings, right? I mean, it's just what you do and you put the face on and the coat on and you do your job. But the way that doctor described that the panic they felt as medical professionals about that this was so much more serious than anyone could have possibly imagined, and the anxiety they felt about the responsibility for this young kid's life, and the pride that they felt, he was sitting here alive and well because of the work they had done. We forget about you folks as human beings sometimes, I think.
Yeah, that's right. In the moment you can be, you turn it on. You turn on your professionalism, your skills all come up, and then later when you step back and think about it, you're like, how did I do that?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I certainly couldn't do it. Of the four of us sitting here, three of us couldn't do it. But I remember what it was like on the 12th of September 2001. We went on the next day to raise money for those victims. And I remember being in the studios and being on the mic and not even wanting to go outside to see anything because I had to do what I had to do, which was do that show and raise that money.
Right.
And so you did, you kind of set it aside. But I remember going on that night, I was a wreck, because it was like then all of the emotion that you had sort of kept inside and buried down came out. And I can only imagine it's something on a much larger scale similar to that.
Yeah, I think we all, in all our professions, we have that.
Yeah. But you're saving lives.
Life,
yeah, that's no doubt about it. All right, here's the telephone number, 464-7655, 464-7655. Call right now. These operators are standing by. I love saying that. I always wanted to since I was a kid. These folks have volunteered to come out and sit by these phones this morning, so please keep them busy. And a $50 donation is going to get a loved one a light on that star. And another one. You're going to get a match because of our generous folks who have given ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking of Carla's story. She was born here. We were talking earlier with Sister Rita Mary.
Uh-huh.
This hospital is 139 years old.
I'm not that old. Just want to clear that up.
Oh, you weren't born? But I guess my point is, and then your husband's here and it saves his life. He brought you into life and it saved your husband's life.
Yeah.
What a complete story.
Yeah.
Of how important this hospital is.
And you can't, when you've had that experience, and I know we're just one of thousands that's happened to here at St. Mary's, but I can't drive by here. And Terry, to this day, still comes here 3 days a week for therapy, loves the people here. They've become friends.
How important is St. Mary's Hospital to the fabric of this community in your job?
Oh, it's huge that people come into a community where that has the medical care that our community offers, and just being able to, you know, to take people by here and bring them in. You know, when we do city tours, we don't just drive people by places. We take them in, and you can feel it when you walk into this lobby, don't you?
You
get a smile the minute those sliding doors open.
It's so much more than a hospital.
This is
as a doctor, to explain
this is a
that.
Home.
Explain that.
Well, hang on one second. I gotta keep throwing this phone number out there, so you can call 464-7655. 464-7655. Not the regular radio number. They're here answering phones at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, and they'll take your credit card or your pledge over the phone. All you have to do is call right now at 464-7655. We'll be happy to read these names on the air. They're gonna be read again. At the ceremony on December 7th, they have a beautiful ceremony here at the hospital where they read all of the names, both living and deceased, tributes to people who are still with us, and honor and memorials of people who are not.
Do you guys have stars on there?
Who?
You too.
I just bought some.
Did you buy one for you?
Oh, yeah, I bought one for myself. No, I bought one for...
Do you have one?
I don't believe so.
Well, I would like to buy you, at Brian and Kevin, a star.
We have our own star, Kevin.
All right.
All right.
I'll be here to watch that baby go on.
Yeah. What number do you want?
Well, I'll take 700.
700? You take the final one. There are 700, literally, lights on this star. This is how big this is.
Well, you pick your number, and I would like to buy
Kevin
a star.
Very kind of you.
Sweet.
Very sweet of you and very nice of you. Just like Les Taylor, who called in, and for Barb Galka and Elizabeth Taylor, just like Hugh and Linda Rowden, who just made a donation, Carol Jones in honor of Dick Jones and Kenneth Fustin, and Peggy Myers in honor of Delmer and Gloria Rucker. Those are some of the folks who have been calling in the last few minutes. Give us a call right now at 464-7655, 464-7655. A minimum $50 donation is going to get you two lights. If you do a $100 donation, it'll get you four lights. But that's only between now and 9 a.m. So
they can still buy them afterwards.
After that. Yes, absolutely. But this morning only, we're matching your gift, and so your one turns into two. We've got to take a break. We'll see you at the Thanksgiving lunch.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
From Florida.
Yeah. I think we've got like 25 agents going to the
Do
lunch
you really?
Today, yeah.
Well, there'll be 800 of our closest friends there.
There you go.
We could sell out the whole star just with that one audience.
Yeah. Thank you for the star.
Yeah.
That was very, very sweet.
It's such a small gesture for what the two of you do for this community, and I don't think people, you know, can say it enough. I hope you know how much you are both appreciated.
How lucky are we to get to be in a community like this that listens and responds?
Absolutely. Yeah. Here's the telephone number. It's very simple, 464-7655. I think this is our last ask of the year. I'm not going to promise.
Don't promise. Bet on that.
But I think it's our last ask of the year. 464-7655. Don't even think about where the money's going to go. It's going to go to a great cause to these professionals to do this amazing job. But do it in honor of a loved one. And don't wait until they're gone. This is a great way to say thank you to mom and dad or a mentor or a new grandbaby. Call right now at 464-7655. Just like Carla did for Terry, who looks and is doing fantastic. I bumped into him not all that long ago, and I thought, man.
You didn't knock him over, did
but
you?
No, but he's come a long, long way. I mean, he's put the work in.
He is an amazing person. Every day, I think, I don't know how he does it, but he is amazing.
Brian, the best thing about these kind of asks on these radio shows for 3 hours is you get to meet people like Carla and Mary Harder. And you wouldn't get to know them unless you had a chance to.
No. The great people of this community that just make this community run. 464-7655. Mary Hartman, I'm going to do it one more time. Carla Brinkotter, we appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this.